welcome today's contestants. An office manager from Tonawanda, New York, Valerie Nolan. A chief technologist from Raleigh, North Carolina, Sean Melody. And our returning champion, a math teacher from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jason Zaffranieri, whose seven-day cash winnings total $166,500. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Valerie and Sean. I'm sure you noticed on yesterday's program, the first of our new season, that our champion Jason is following in the footsteps of Jeopardy James Holzhauer in the first round by selecting the most difficult clues, the $1,000 and $800 clues. So keep that in mind as we begin today. Good luck. Here we go. The categories, please. I grant you five fishes. Oh, I hope we're going to have fun with that. Fashion from head to toe. Musical styles. Name calling in politics. Oh, no. 36 times the fun. And finally, pig Latin. And all the responses will have to be in pig Latin. Jason, start.
Politics 1,000.
Northerners against the Civil War embraced this beastly nickname and cut the heads out of Liberty pennies to wear as badges. Jason.
What is Copperhead?
Yes.
Politics 800.
The Progressive Party was also called this male deer. Jason.
What is Bull Moose?
That's it.
36 times the fun, 1,000.
Answer there. The Daily Double.
Let's lose 1,000.
All right. Here is the clue. A famous series of prints by the Japanese artist Hokusai is called The 36 Views of This Landmark.
What is Mount Fuji?
You got it. See, you didn't lose 1,000. You picked up 1,000.
Fun, 800.
A 36 is a perfect score on this college admissions test. Valerie.
What is the ACT?
That's it.
Pig Latin for 200, please.
Word maven Richard Lederer points out that this is pig Latin for trash, but it's also an apt English word. Valerie.
What is ashtray?
Yes, that's it.
Right. Fashion from head to toe for 200, please.
Hey there, fancy above the pants. The name of this tuxedo staple comes from the Hindi for a waistband. Valerie.
What's a cummerbund?
Good.
Fashion for 400, please.
Keep your eye on the prize. One of these aids is held in place by your forehead and cheek muscles. Sean.
What is a pince-nez?
No. Valerie.
What's a monocle?
Monocle, yes.
Fashion for 600, please.
This tall spiked heel ends in a tiny base. And here's a metal tip for you. 1950s women rocked them. Sean.
What is the stiletto?
You're on the plus side again.
Fishes for 1,000.
Note the super sharp schnoz of this fish. Jason.
What is the sawfish?
Correct.
Fish, 800.
The silvery gleam of this fish gives it the same name as something you might get from a punch in the eye. Valerie?
What's a shiner?
Shiner, yes.
Fashion for 8, please.
Princess Jasmine in the animated Aladdin wore these pants that get their name from a grouping of women. Sean.
What is harem?
Right.
Fashion 1,000.
As well as French, these shirt features can be fringed or hound's ears. Valerie.
What are cuffs?
Correct.
36 times the fun for 200, please.
The pointed angles of this ancient mystical symbol are each 36 degrees. Sean.
What is a pentagram?
Correct.
Pig Latin for 1,000.
Pig Latin cheered up the Depression. In 1933, a popular song debuted with a Pig Latin segment. Airway ine the this. Valerie.
What is the anime?
Anime, yes, we're in the money.
Musical styles for 200, please.
This colorful genre has subgroups named for Chicago and Memphis. Jason.
What is blues?
Blues is right, and that takes you to 4,000, but you're not in the lead. Valerie is in the lead, and we're taking a break. Back in a moment. You wouldn't be able to tell, but Valerie Nolan is from Tonawanda, New York. Your accent indicates that you are not from Tonawanda originally.
Not originally. I'm from England, Hertfordshire, but it's been a long, long time. I keep the accent for marketing purposes.
Oh, all right. Sean Melody from Raleigh, North Carolina. Chief technologist. I don't want to talk about that.
No.
I want to talk about your Finish the Song contest in which you participated and won.
That's right. So my lovely wife, Mandy, and I were at a parents' conference. And as part of this, they had a Finish the Song contest. So she went first, did an amazing job singing Hakuna Matata. She's a much better singer than me. And then I went, and I managed to get Let It Go. And I've got three wonderful daughters, and I've heard that song about 52 million times. I think the way that I won it was not that I'm a good singer, but I did the whole Elsa flourish with my glove at the end, and I think that just caused me to win.
And that song is from Frozen?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, how would I know that? Jason, Albuquerque, New Mexico, math teacher, featured in Albuquerque's hottest singles issue.
That's right. Yes, there was a...
Explain that for me.
About 4 years ago, a local magazine put on their annual hottest singles issue. There's a beautiful woman on the cover. There's 100, I think, 50 men, 50 women. They also had a thing about people with nerdy hobbies later on in the section, and that's where I was. So, totally different article, but same magazine.
I thank you for clarifying.
Always.
All right. You're still in command of the board. Look it over and make our next selection.
36 times 600.
As a young man, this 36th president taught debate and public speaking at Sam Houston High School. Sean.
Who is LBJ?
You got him.
Pig Latin 800.
The Historical Dictionary of American Slang defines this Pig Latin word as to clear out and has citations back to around 1930. Jason.
What is Amscray?
Correct.
Pig Latin 600.
The Oxford English Dictionary defines this Pig Latin word as no, not possibly, and has citations back to around 1930. And that word is Ixnay. Amscray, Ixnay. Jason.
Music 1000.
In Britain, Dave Clark's Tottenham Sound competed with The Beat, named for this river that's in a song by Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jason.
What is Mercy?
Yes, Ferry Cross the Mersey.
Music, 800.
This Louisiana style follows buckwheat in the name of one of its popular performers. Valerie?
What is Zydeco?
Good.
36 times for 400, please.
A perfect three-game series in bowling will require you to throw 36 strikes in a row, yielding you this total score. Sean.
What is 300?
Nope. Jason.
What is 900?
900. Three
Politics.
Games.
600.
Paintings by George Rodrigue help provide this colorful nickname for conservative Democrats. Jason.
What is Blue Dog?
Good. Less
Music.
Than a minute now.
600.
Britannica calls this three-letter genre Jamaica's first indigenous urban pop style. Jason?
What is ska?
Yeah.
Politics, 400.
Critics call GOP members who have gotten too liberal rhinos, short for this. Jason?
What is Republican in name only?
Yes.
Music, 400.
Lil Nas X made waves in 2019 with his crossover song Old Town Road in the genre known as Country This. Jason.
What is rap?
Yeah.
Fish 600.
Here's this fish doing its thing. Stronger ones can cover 600 feet in a single glide. Valerie.
What's a flying fish?
That's it.
Fishes for four.
Sharing a name with a colorful bird, this fish can change its sex during its life, but talking, not so much. Jason.
What is parrot?
Parrotfish, yeah.
Pig Latin 400.
In a Three Stooges short, trying to explain Pig Latin, Arile and this guy tell Early K he's Umde. Jason.
Who is Ome?
Ome, yes, Mo. All right, you're at 9,000 in the lead. Valerie, well positioned at 5,800, and Sean is the one who with a lot of catching up to do. When we come back, start double jeopardy. Sean gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. We all know that because he's in third place. Here are the categories for you, Sean. We start off with or in rainforests, followed by literary ladies. Titling the movie, ING, will come up in each correct response. That's followed by psychology, the 20th century, and not pig Latin, but pig English. I have no idea what that's about. Start us.
20th century for 2000.
In 1933 and in 1952, this Cuban toppled the regimes of other leaders. He himself was deposed in 1959. Jason.
Who is Batista?
Fulgencio Batista, correct.
Ladies, 2000.
At age 15, she wrote a satirical history of England by a partial, prejudiced, and ignorant historian. Her name, most associated with novels, popular novels, Jane Austen. Jason.
Ladies, 1600.
During the Harlem Renaissance, she wrote, "Their eyes were watching God." Jason.
Who is Hurston?
Yes, Zora Neale Hurston.
20th century, 1600.
Answer, Daily Double. You have more than twice as much money as your nearest competitor.
5,000, please.
All right, here's the clue then in the 20th century. In the 1930s, Mustafa Kemal made Kemal his first name and took this last name.
What is Ataturk?
Ataturk is right.
Movie, 2,000, please.
In 1991, Julia Roberts was doing this before faking her own death. Valerie.
What is sleeping with the enemy?
Right.
Psychology for two.
Freud distinguished real fear from this kind of fear, such as phobias. Now it's an adjective for anyone anxious or just high-strung. Sean.
What is neurotic?
Neurotic, that's the word.
Ladies for 1,200.
It's the first name shared by best-selling authors Delinsky, Tuckman, and Kingsolver. Jason.
What is Barbara?
Yeah.
20th century, 1,200.
That's the Exxon Baton Rouge in 1989 trying to capture oil from this tanker that ran aground. It would spill 11 million gallons. Valerie.
What is the Exxon Valdez?
Right.
Pig English for 400, please.
This is an old word for a sack. Buy a pig in one, and you don't really know what you're getting. Jason.
What is a poke?
Poke is right.
Movie, 1600.
In a comedy, Jason Segel went to Hawaii, so he could be doing this. Jason.
What is Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yes.
Movie, 1200.
1981 movie about werewolves and the noise they made. And that would be the howling, Jason.
English, 2000.
Well, you found the second Daily Double. You have 20,800, still more than twice as much money as Valerie.
2,500.
All right. Completes a quote from Matthew, chapter 7, verse 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your...
What is pearls before swine?
That's it. Go again.
English, 1,600.
An 1824 London News report on a boxing match said that one of the fighters did this like a pig. Sean.
What is bland like a stuck pig?
No. Valerie.
What is grunted?
No. Jason.
What is squealed?
No.
Oh.
What is sweat like a pig? Back to you, Jason.
English, 1200.
The first recorded use of in a this as an exclamation of derision dates to 1847. Valerie.
What is in a pig's eye?
Thank you.
Pig for 800, please.
In 1909, John Moore Brabazon strapped a shoat named Icarus into a basket on the wing of his voisin. And this impossibility was a reality. Jason.
What is pigs flying?
Yes.
Rainforest, 2000.
The ipe tree was harvested from rainforests for its wood, durable enough to last 25 years as this path on Coney Island. Valerie.
What's the boardwalk?
Right.
1600, please. Same category.
With about 225 million acres of coverage, this Asian island nation is third to Brazil and the Congo in rainforest area. Sean.
What is Indonesia?
That's right.
Rainforest 1200.
The only close relative of the giraffe is this rainforest dweller of Central Africa. Sean.
What is the okapi?
Yes.
Psychology 1600.
In 1938, Kurt Schneider defined hearing these as a first-rank symptom of schizophrenia. Valerie.
What are auditory hallucinations or hearing voices?
Voices, that's it. Less than a minute now.
For 12, psychology?
G. Stanley Hall, the 19th century founder of child psychology, said, men grow old because they stop doing this, not the other way around. Sean.
What is playing?
That's it.
20th century, 800.
1902 saw the end of this conflict, known to Afrikaners as the Second War of Independence. Jason.
What is the Boer War?
Yeah.
Ing 800.
In 1980, it starred Jack Nicholson. Sean.
What is The Shining?
Correct.
20th century, 400.
In the early 20th century, he introduced the concept of nonviolent resistance called Satyagraha. Jason.
It was Gandhi.
Good.
Ladies, 800.
On Ursula Le Guin's passing, George R.R. Martin called her one of the great writers of these paired genres of the past century. Jason?
What are science fiction and fantasy?
That's it.
Ladies, 400.
1944's Absent in the Spring is one of the non-mystery novels she wrote under the name Mary Westmacott. Jason?
Who is Christie?
Agatha Christie, yes.
Movie, 400.
In the titles of a cinematic part one and part two, it followed the Twilight Saga. Jason.
What is Breaking Dawn?
Breaking Dawn, you got it. And with that, you move to 25,300. You can do the math. Final Jeopardy still to come. Here is the category, 1960s TV history. Sounds like fun for some of us, because we remember it. Back in a moment. Here's our college champion, ladies and gentlemen.
Could your name be the next one added to the Jeopardy! College Championship Trophy? Only 29 students have earned the title of Jeopardy! College Champion. You could be next. Sign up now for the college online test at Jeopardy.com, happening on October 1st at 8 p.m. Pacific Time.
For the final today, we're going back in time to deal with 1960s TV history and this clue, players. The 1967 finale of The Fugitive drew in 78 million viewers, surpassing the 73 million who tuned into this show Sunday, February 9th, 1964. 30 seconds. Good luck. And 73 million people tuned into that show because a British singing group made their U.S. debut. Sean, you're not looking happy all of a sudden because you went for the comedy I Love Lucy instead of the correct response, and you lost everything you had. So let's go to Valerie now. She played well, had 12,200 going into final, and came up with The Ed Sullivan Show, Toast of the Town. You're absolutely right. And you risked 12,000. That brings you up to 24,200, which is a winning score on any other day. But unfortunately for you, Jason made this game a runaway. He had 25-3 and came up with The Ed Sullivan Show, and will add a modest 300, taking him to 25,600 and giving him now an 8-day total of 192,100. Congratulations. We'll say goodbye till tomorrow. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by
the best eggs in so many ways. Which organic eggs are more flavorful with better nutrition too? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
People who have been diagnosed with mesothelioma have many questions. That's why we offer this free book.
Call toll free at 1-888-888-3231.
Four dozen roses can be beautiful, but painful.
New Aspercream Dry Spray with lidocaine. Sprays on, instantly dry. No mess, no odor. Aspercream.